Everyone, welcome to our Dear Guitar Industry podcast and video series. We're going to continue with our subject for today. As you saw in the title, in just a few moments, I want to mention some things that we offer. We mentioned this on our Tonecast, but not very often on our YouTube channel, which is our pickup chooser form. That's a form that you can fill out, that you can put in all these sorts of information about your guitar. You can attach a picture of your guitar and kind of give us sort of a rundown of what you have and what you would like to have in terms of upgrading your pickups. So this is a super simple form. One of us from the team here will reach out to you and we'll just have a discussion and see if we can kind of match something up that would work really well for your setup. So pickup chooser form, that link is going to be down below in the description for either the video or the podcast. All right, so we're ready to jump into this topic. Now, I think this could go for a long time. I actually have a lot of different thoughts on this subject, and so I just want to kind of touch the basis of this subject, and I'd love to continue with a discussion down in the YouTube comments as well. So if you're finding this on the Podbean page or iTunes or wherever you're listening to the podcast, head over to our YouTube channel and look for this same video. So we're going to be having, obviously, just the audio and just the video portion of this as well. We're going to talk about this subject of cloning versus inspired by. So this is a controversial topic sometimes in the gear industry. The gear industry is full of clones. It's full of copies. It's full of things that are inspired by something else. Now, some of them are straight copies, right? We can get into that in a minute. But really, this is going to be an open discussion thing for our YouTube comment section. So I would love to hear what you think about this from a consumer standpoint. Or maybe you have a gear business. And I'm going to talk about it from kind of the guitar player side of things to also the business owner side of things, because we're obviously riding that line in some cases where, you know, I'll just start off with we have a PAF model. You know, we're not trying to claim it's the most accurate PAF. The PAF world is a mess in itself. We're going to do a whole entire show just on PAFs and why some of the things surrounding the PAF are kind of ridiculous in the industry. But in terms of what it is, it's something that's inspired. So Anthem PAF is inspired by the original PAF. So we went through and checked out some originals from the early years in a 59 Les Paul, in an early 335, in an SG, and kind of got our footprint on what we like about the sets and what we don't like about the sets, and tried to kind of combine all those things and then create our own wine. So with pickups, I can't exactly copy what they were doing. Now, there's obviously a company like Throwback who has the original machines, and that's a big part of their marketing push, is that these are the same machines. And so that would be definitely more like a copy in a sense, but it's still sort of their touch on it. But this is sort of an example of the inspired by. So I have a 60s Strat pickup set. It's not necessarily one specific year or trying to be exactly like Hendrix or exactly like Stevie Ray Vaughan or whatever artist you want to name. Those are kind of good examples I'm inspired by. Now, then there's the other side of the industry. We'll get into like the pedal part of the industry, the guitar part of the industry. And my goal is, again, to keep these shows under 10 minutes. And I think that this one's going to be pushing that because there's a lot to talk about. And I think we'll dive into this. There might be a part two of this. There might be a part three, a part four. I mean, there's so many things on this subject. But again, copying, cloning, we're seeing the cloning thing happen all the time. We're seeing that happen in the pedal world, where there's a bunch of overseas manufactured direct clones of all your popular pedals. Sometimes in the case of like the Klon or the Tube Screamer are really good examples of basically just a bunch of copies over and over and over again of these really successful pedals. And sometimes the original has gotten so expensive that some companies are trying to find an alternative, or they're doing their tweak on it. And I'd just be curious to see what you guys think about that. Where does it cross the line? Where does it fall into the okay category? Is there like a blurred line as far as the ethics on those things? Where do you stand? There's definitely blatant clone ripoff kind of pedals, and some people just don't feel good about buying those. Sometimes you'll get them for $30 or $40 or $50, and they're not going to quite get there as well as the original would be. So this is a weird subject. This is something that, you know, is shifting over into the guitar world. Obviously, everyone kind of builds not everyone, but a lot of people build a Strat-inspired guitar or a Tele-inspired guitar. some people build a Les Paul-inspired guitar and then they get sued by Gibson. So one example of copying or cloning that can go wrong. Where do you guys land on that? Like, this is just something that's been on my mind. And when you're looking to make something, you know, in our case, we've come up with a couple original guitar designs, but even still people are like, oh, well, that was inspired by this, or you're just copying this. And even though all the elements are not exactly the same, that can kind of get, get pigeonholed, I guess, is like, oh, this is a copy or this is a clone, or I see what you're doing here. This is kind of this way. And sometimes as a manufacturer, you're trying to figure out, well, I have to sell something that will fit, you know, that will be accepted in this industry, where some of our industry shapes and our industry effects and things like that have been in existence for a long time. You know, the Strat and the Tele and the Les Paul have been around forever. So players are naturally going to be more accepting of things that are in the vein of that, inspired by. And some people, I think, there's companies that take an S-style or T-style guitar and actually make it better than Fender. And that happens a lot in the industry. So this is, again, open discussion on our YouTube page. This is something that's been on my mind. Again, we're going to go deeper into the specifics. I kind of touched on our world with pickups. I kind of touched on the pedal world, which is like its own multi-show episode as far as cloning and copying, inspired by, you know, this is our version of this, but we made it better. We made an extra tweak knob. We made a boost pedal or a double driver, that kind of thing. What creates that? I mean, that's one of my other questions. What creates this monster of copying and cloning is that I think in general, a lot of people are not willing to go outside of the box. Now, I'm not saying there's not innovators in the industry, because there certainly is. There's a ton of innovators. And I actually respect a lot of those companies quite a bit, because they're willing to jump out there. They're willing to create something new. And even if it starts as kind of a simple, inspired by circuit, they're going to go and take it and make it their own flavor and put their own twist on it. And I actually like those things a little bit more than chasing the mythical dragon of this one guitar, this one pedal. But the way that works in the industry, and the way that copies go, and the way that cloning goes, there's an endless supply of options within each of those categories. If you want the Klon style, we have, you know, for example, we have a J Rocket Archer on our shop pedal board, and it works really, really well. I like what it does, but I'm not going to buy the $3,000 Klon pedal. So kind of, where do you guys fall on that? You know, where are you just against all of that? Are you just, you know, it violates my conscience, or are you, hey, whatever works, if I can find a solution for $40 instead of $500, I'm gonna consider that as a budget guitar-minded player. So where do you guys land on this whole subject? And we could go super deep. If there's anything else you'd like me to cover or us to talk about within this whole subject, let me know in the comments on the YouTube page, and we'll continue to dive into this discussion further. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for watching. And we will catch you next time on the Tonecast.